The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is the best of the Eric Metaxas Show.
There's a time for kidding around and a time to be serious. This is not one of them.
Broadcasting coast to coast, whatever that means.
From the Empire State Building in the heart of New York City.
This is the Eric Metaxas Show
with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Well, well, well. It is Monday, ladies and gentlemen. At least, as far as I know, it's Monday. I'm sure on the other side of the globe, it might be Sunday or Tuesday, but here where I am, it's Monday. So guess what happens on Monday on the Eric Metaxas Show? You don't have to guess. Many of you have been writing to me and saying, Eric, we love the Miracle Mondays that you do. Can you do more of those? The short answer is yes, I can. We will. And today, in fact, in just a few moments, I will have as my guest for the full hour, he said, channeling Charlie Rose, Johnny Erickson Tada, who is a living miracle. Wait till you hear her story. Now, I know there's some people listening saying, I've heard Johnny Erickson Tada's story a million times. I know her very, very well. Well, good for you. You're going to get to hear some new stuff here. But if you don't know who Johnny is, she is someone whose story has inspired literally millions of people. An absolutely extraordinary story. I want to get her to tell the story. And there's a part of the story that Johnny told me a couple of years ago, and I was so blown away, I said, I'm going to put that in my miracles book. So if you've read my miracles book, you will have heard much of this. But we're also going to talk about some other issues. But first, I want Johnny to tell her basic, amazing story. And I think she's on the phone right now. Johnny, are you there?
I am here, and I am honored. Yikes, to be one of your miracles. God bless you.
God bless you. I got to tell you, your story, when we were up, I guess, where was I, in Canada? No, I was out in L.A. We were taping for 100 Huntley, and you told me part of your story that I'd never heard before, and I said, that's amazing. It's such a crazy, amazing story. Now, the short version of your story, before we get into the details, because folks don't know that you're a quadriplegic, and give us the basic story of what happened to you when you were 16 years old.
Well, it was back in 1967, if you can believe that, so many, many years ago. And I was a bright, active, healthy teenager, athletic, on my feet, playing tennis, looking forward to college at the University of Maryland. I was just set on a career path to go into physical therapy. And, oh, my goodness, I took a swim with my sister, Kathy, one hot July afternoon, and climbed up onto this raft in the water of the Chesapeake Bay, took what was really a reckless dive on a raft, and plummeted into the water. My head hit a sandbar that snapped my head back and crunched my fourth cervical vertebrae and immediately severed my spinal cord. And so there I am, lying face down in the water, unable to breathe, unable to right myself. And I knew my sister had her back turned to me. She, I recalled, was on her way back to the shore.
Now, actually, Johnny, I want to cut you off right there, because this is the part of the story that I want to tell second. This is the miracle part of the story that I want to tell second. But for the sake of my audience who don't know you, You were paralyzed. How many years has it been? I mean, it's been 40-something years.
I cannot believe it has been 48 years since I broke my neck in that diving accident. That was a long time ago. But, Eric, you know, because those were my last days, my last moments on my feet, it's as though every single memory, every single reflection is frozen in time. I can remember it all as though it were yesterday. And, of course, I recall still very vividly, face down in the water, what it felt like. And knowing that my sister was not going to be able to rescue me, But just as she was about ready to leave the water, a crab bit her toe. And
no, wait. This is the part. This is the part that I don't want you to tell yet. Forgive me. I should have told you before we started the segment. This is the miracle part that I want to come back to. I want to, first of all, just tell my audience the basics of what happened. So what basically happened was you were paralyzed, and how old were you, 17?
I was 17 years old.
Okay, so you're paralyzed. At that point, your faith is not really very strong at that point.
Not very much. I accepted Jesus as my Savior, whatever that meant when you were 14 years old. I tucked Jesus in the back of my hip pocket of my Levi jeans. I pulled him out on Christmas and Easter. I prayed like putting dimes in a vending machine and pulling all the right levers and expecting God to make me happy, healthy, free of trouble.
So what happened to you? I mean, you were very... you're still a very good-looking woman. You were a very fit, active person. You were talking about you swam, you played tennis. Suddenly, you are totally paralyzed. And what happens? How long were you in a hospital from that point?
Again, real quickly, let me go back to that story. My crab bit my sister's toe. She turned around, saw me lying face down in the water, realized something awful had happened. Quickly, she came swimming after me, and just as I started drowning, she pulled me up out of the water. I'm spitting, I'm sputtering, I'm gasping for breath. They rushed me off to the hospital. And Eric, this was back in the 60s. This was before they had really modern spinal cord injury therapy routines for people with disabilities like me, people who had broken their necks. And so I was in the University of Maryland Hospital for about 8 months, and then they shipped me off to a state institution where I resided on the geriatric ward for almost 2 years. And it was very depressing. I can't even begin to describe the despair and the depression I fell into when the doctors told me that I would never walk again, never have use of my hands. I'd sit down for the rest of my life. I would have to learn how to, you know, write and type with a pen between my teeth. And I just became absolutely devastated with despair.
I mean, to be
future of quadriplegia,
especially to be you are such a vibrant person, but to think that you were physically able to do so many things and suddenly you're facing this. And I think that's what everybody thinks about. They think, what would I go through mentally, emotionally, if something like this happened to me? Well, this happened to you. And what you're saying is that initially, for a long time, you were dealing with depression.
You know, when visitors would come and they'd push me on a gurney down to the solarium of this geriatric ward, I would ask them to, pull the blinds, and the room would be dimly lit, and I'd listen to Beatle albums all afternoon. And there was one song I remember singing over and over and over again. And it shows you how depressed I was. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird, fly into the light of the dark black night.
I would listen
to that over and over and over again. And finally, a friend said to me, don't you know any happy songs? And, you know, his comment embarrassed me, because in a way I knew that going down to that dark solarium every single day, listening to Beatles songs, especially the depressing ones, over and over and over again, it was a way of coddling self-pity.
Right.
It was a way of expressing hidden bitterness. And my friend said to me, Johnny, it's obviously you like to sing. So how about something a little more uplifting? And he then read to me this Bible verse. I did not want to hear anything out of the Bible. Please, no. It was God who got me into this situation.
When we come back, we're going into a break right now. Speaking of something happier than blackbird singing in the dead of night, how about a little Partridge Family? I think they were just beginning to record at the time of this. Hang on one second. I'm talking to my friend Johnny Erickson Tada. We are talking about a miracle. We're talking about suffering. We're talking about the things that we all need to think about. And it's a joy to do it with my friend Johnny. We'll be right back at the Eric Metaxas Show. What I want to, I stand up
before. What I stand. Hi, I'm Victoria Hurst. My family's company, the Hearst Corporation, publishes a magazine aimed at young women called Cosmopolitan. Nicknamed Cosmo, it contains pornography that hurts kids. I oppose this and have asked the Hearst Corporation Board of Directors many times to label Cosmopolitan adult material so that it cannot be sold to anyone under 18. But the company has refused to do it. So now I have a campaign called Cosmo Hurts Kids. I'm working with legislators, law enforcement, and community groups to have all U.S. states' material harmful to minors laws enforced against Cosmo so that it cannot be sold to your kids. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation says Cosmopolitan magazine contains pornography and is harmful to minors. American Psychological Association studies prove that early exposure to sexualization has significant negative mental health consequences for underage girls. My website is CosmoHurtsKids.com. CosmoHurtsKids.com.
Hey, folks, this is Eric Metaxas, and you know I believe America was founded as a beacon of liberty for the world. As I write in my book, If You Can Keep It, if we are to keep this republic, we have to see it afresh and really understand what it is we're keeping. If you have a heart for this important idea, I want to extend a personal invitation for you to join me at the 2018 Remember America Speaker Series on Friday, April 6th. At 6:30 p.m. in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, at the Lancaster County Convention Center. This event is sponsored by Dayspring Christian Academy and reminds us of our unique heritage of liberty that was founded upon biblical principles and calls us to let our light so shine for others to see. Join me for an inspirational night that brings a powerful message of hope with inspiring media, choral performances, and me, Eric Metaxas, at the Remember America Speaker Series. Tickets and sponsorships are available at dayspringchristian.com or call 717-344-5584. Visit dayspringchristian.com. That's dayspringchristian.com.
You like freedom? I do. You like money? Well, I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right, $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.claimfreedomchecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by March 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.claimfreedomchecks.com before the March 1st deadline. That's www.claimfreedomchecks.com.
Network with thousands of Christian media professionals, ministry representatives, pastors, and business leaders at Proclaim 18, the NRB International Christian Media Convention, February 27th through March 2nd in Nashville, Tennessee. Hear speakers including Kay Arthur, Rick Warren, Eric Metaxas, Luis Palau, Joel Rosenberg, Jim Caviezel, MyPillow founder Mike Lindell, and dozens more. Gain valuable insights by attending one or more of the convention's six industry session tracks, where industry leaders will speak on digital media, radio, TV, church media, film and entertainment, and international ministry. Experience NRB's massive exposition featuring tools and services to expand and enhance your organization, church, or ministry. From media and fundraising experts to publishers and tech companies, the exposition has what you're looking for. Also on the expo floor will be an exhibit from Museum of the Bible. Proclaim 18, February 27th through March 2nd. For all the details, visit nrbconvention.org.
Say love. Don't forget me.
The best of the Eric Metaxas Show.
There's a little Beatles for you. I'm talking to Johnny Erickson Tada, my friend, about what happened to her in 1967. And you were saying that you would listen to a pretty depressing Beatles song at that time, and then someone came. Who was it who came to you and began reading to you from the Bible?
Well, it was just this kid who was a sophomore when I was a senior. I hardly even knew him in high school, but he was serious about God, and he knew the Bible well, and he had seen me from afar in high school, and when he had heard that I was in a deep depression, he just could not sit by and know that one of his classmates was ready to, you know, end it all, throw in the towel emotionally, spiritually, if I could, even physically. And so he came to the hospital often with other friends, and yet he was the one who always brought his Bible. And when he would go down to the solarium, and by the way, you were just playing one of my old favorite albums, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album from the Beatles. Well, he would sit there and listen with me, and when he saw me singing all these depressing songs about Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds and all the other songs, he said, "Johnny, surely you can sing something more uplifting." And then he opened up his Bible to Ephesians chapter 5. It's a verse in the New Testament, and it says there, "Make music in your heart to the Lord. And always give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ." And I said to him, "There's no way I'm going to do that. I don't want to be a hypocrite because I don't feel thankful."
Right.
And he said to me, "Johnny, trusting God has absolutely nothing to do with trustful feelings." And I said, wait a minute. It says there, give thanks for everything.
Right.
You can't tell me that God expects me to give thanks for everything that's going on in my life. You mean a life of total paralysis? I can't do that. It's too big. It's too much. I can't even wrap my head around it.
You knew then that you would be paralyzed for the rest of your life. And it's been, 47 years now? You've been paralyzed all these years. And you knew this as a teenager. So to hear somebody say this, it must have been just distasteful.
Well, you know what? I think that the idea of a life of total paralysis was far beyond my mental comprehension. I really think God was merciful looking back. I couldn't wrap my head around it.
Right.
So when he then wisely countered and said, "Well, then start small. Take life in small, bite-sized, manageable chunks."
Right.
"And give thanks for things you can give thanks for."
Right.
At least I was able to put my mind around that.
Mm-hmm.
So I could give thanks that at least my brain hadn't been injured, that I could see, that I could think, that I could feel from my shoulders up, that I had friends who were still coming to see me, that my parents were supportive. I gave thanks that they were serving breakfast on my side of the hospital hallway first. That meant the cornmeal mush would be warm. I mean, these are the kinds of things for which I started to give thanks. Mm. And I thought it was hypocritical. And I guess, you know, looking back, Eric, it would have been hypocritical had I thanked God only to impress this guy, Steve, or maybe others. But frankly, I was tired of being depressed. I was hating all the self-pity, and I knew I had to start somewhere in order to move beyond the depression and get on with my life. So I don't know how to tell you this, but I began loosening my tongue and mouthing words of thanks, even though I didn't feel like it. I began mouthing words of thanks, hoping that somehow God would be merciful and fill my heart with the emotion of gratitude. And honestly, Eric, I was not hiding the hardness of an unthankful spirit. I was just desperately hoping for the inbreaking of God's spirit.
Right.
And so I just started making the conscious effort of thanking God for tiny things, small things, little things, innocuous things. But over time, taking God at his word and taking a big step of faith and obeying this command to make music in my heart to the Lord and give thanks for everything, I began to sing different songs.
It's kind of amazing that you did. I mean, first of all, it's amazing that this really young kid felt bold enough to share this with you at that time. That's just amazing to me. I mean, how many kids, you know, 15, 16 years old, would know the Bible and would dare to try to speak hope to somebody who is paralyzed? That's kind of amazing. And it's amazing to me that you started to somehow listen to that. That's not a small thing.
Yeah, and you know what? This young guy didn't know anything about wheelchairs. He didn't know anything about leg bags. He didn't know anything about hospitals. He didn't know he didn't even know how to push my wheelchair down to the solarium. I mean, he knew nothing about disabilities. But all he knew was I was a kid in need. I mean, how many times do you read, especially where Jesus says in one of his Gospels in Matthew chapter 25, he said, you know, when you give a drink to the thirsty, when you visit the prisoner, you're doing it as unto me. I mean, just go where the need is. Follow the need. Don't sit back and think somebody else more skilled is going to take care of the need. No, if you see it, go meet it.
Mm.
Go do something. Just practice a little bit of Christianity with its sleeves rolled up. And I think that's what that young man did.
Well, but I marvel just because so many people denigrate faith, Christianity. They've got all kinds of arguments. And I just think when you think of all of the people who do things just like this young man, I mean, what is he getting out of it? He just feels like this is the right thing to do. And out of the love in his heart, the love that God put in his heart, he ministers to you. And it ends up changing your life and the lives of millions of people who have read your books. I mean, you wrote your story after this. And it's just, I just think that's the kind of stuff. It's not going to make the news when somebody goes and, you know, talks to a paraplegic and reads about the Bible. And that doesn't make the news, but it's world changing stuff. And I don't mean to editorialize, but because you're in the middle of telling the story. So this began to affect you.
Oh, yeah. And after about maybe 2-3, almost 4 months, and I'm still in the hospital, still stuck on that geriatric ward. Honestly, Eric, a miracle occurred. It was such a miracle. I began to feel the emotion of thankfulness. And it so stunned me. It so overwhelmed me. And I learned that following the Bible, even saying the right thing with a hopeful spirit, was a way of placing myself under the shower of God's mercy. I began to see that thanksgiving with the mouth stirs up thanksgiving in the heart.
It's obedience, right? You're just doing what you think is the right thing. And you know, you hear that. People say that, you know, if you smile, the feelings will follow. If you say the right things, the feelings will. There is deep truth there, and your life is proof of that. I mean, it is amazing that you, in your position, were able to feel actual gratitude. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. And you know, it wasn't just this obedience to the Word of God, this passage in Ephesians, that changed me. God ministered to me through acts of kindness from other friends, weekend passes to a local mall, kids bringing in teen magazines, girlfriends who painted my nails, brought in pizza. Mm. But ultimately, it was me taking this teensy tiny step of faith and giving things for small little things, not big things, but at least small ones. And in that obedience, God just gripped my heart, chased away the depression, and put me on a path toward joy. And, you know, months after I was released from the hospital, this friend Steve continued to come by my house with a bunch of other friends and for Bible studies. And I remember after one Bible study telling him how I said to him, "Man, Steve, it's amazing. You know, this wheelchair, it's my wheelchair is really helping me dig deeper into the Bible." And he was silent for a moment. And then he said to me with a smile, "Johnny, that is the first time I've heard you call it my wheelchair."
Mm.
And I realized what he meant. I wasn't surprised by his comment. I was beginning to own my weakness.
Right.
I was beginning to own it, and it made all the difference in the world.
There's so much more to this story, so hang on, folks. I'm talking to my friend Johnny Erickson Tada. She has written so many books over the years. So many people have had their lives touched, inspired, changed by her story, which I hope you're hearing right now. Some of you not for the first time. We'll be right back. We'll listen to a little bit of John Lennon. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. MetaxasTalk.com is the website.
Futures and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been on the trading floor for 25 years. I traded for Goldman Sachs in the S&P 500 pit and was the first Amazon market maker at the CBOE. I am also the senior market strategist here at Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. Now, for a limited time, I am offering one of the trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. Get started right now by calling 1-800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and the Trading Advantage Daily Market Report at no cost to you. Again, 1-800-288-0092. That's 1-800-288-0092. 0092.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Is the best of the Eric Metaxas Show.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Johnny Erickson Tada about her life. And there's a little Ringo Starr. I love Ringo.
It don't come easy.
Right? Oh, I know. Well, now, so basically, something just happens in your life. There's this flowering of faith in your life. And when did you know that you were permanently changed? I mean, that you were somehow, that your faith was the most important thing in your life.
I think when I began to like the Bible.
When you began to like the Bible.
Like the Bible. Didn't love it, but I was learning to like it.
Mm-hmm.
I was beginning to see that it might be my friend. Mm-hmm. That it might be the path out of depression,
right,
and suicidal despair. There were too many things in the Bible that I did not understand. I could not wrap my head around this idea of God's overarching decrees,
right,
or his sovereignty. You know, none of that made sense to me at that point. So I could not say honestly that I loved it, but I sure did like it. And I began to go back to it. I began to want to dig further and find out more about this Jesus who understood my suffering.
Yeah.
You know, I remember one of the first times I cried, tears of recognition, was when somebody told me and it wasn't Steve, it was another one of these friends who was coming by my house for these Bible studies. My girlfriend said, you know, Johnny, it's a little like Jesus understands because he was paralyzed on the cross. And so, you know, he couldn't scratch his nose either or wipe his eyes when he was on the cross. And so I just bet he understands what you're going through. And she left, and Bible study was over, and I'm mulling that thought over in my head, thinking, oh, my goodness, you mean the supreme and preeminent God of the universe resonates with me, that he understands what it's like to sit here and have my nose run and not have anybody to wipe it, and he gets it? And, you know, I know it seems like a small thought, but, man, it makes my eyes wet even now as I recount it, because that's when I began to change, when I began to like the Bible and fall in love with this Jesus who understood, who identified. And it occurred to me somewhere on down the line that when they hang you on a cross like meat on a hook, you understand suffering. You get it. You have something to say to those who suffer and suffer badly. Mm. And that's when I began to grow, to change, to have my heart renewed, to begin to not only like the Bible, but, oh my goodness, love it. When I saw how much Jesus understood my...
Isn't it amazing how this works? Because he suffered, you were encouraged. And because you have suffered and talked about your suffering, countless people have been encouraged because your suffering gives you the authority to speak about this kind of stuff. People can, they can say what they want, but you have been through this. You've been through this for 40-something years. And it hasn't always been easy, and you don't pretend that it's always been easy. When Christians act like everything's so easy, it's not easy. But when God walks with you through the tough stuff, it is different. And that's what you've talked about.
Yep, it really is. And, you know, as I'm listening to you speak, I think what is most amazing is that I'm not better. I'm not walking. I'm not running. And I certainly didn't walk or run back when all this was happening in my life. But somehow, some way, knowing that Christ understood, validated my pain. It validated it. It was like God was leading me through this brokenness, not so that I might get healed, but that I might know the healer. Mm. And not that I'd be delivered.
Right.
But that I might better understand the deliverer.
That kind of gets to, you know, one of the main things I want to cover with you, because I said it's Miracle Monday. And in my book about miracles, one of the things I talk about is your story, because people always have the question. I just got an email from somebody on my website. Just they have the question that I don't understand this God thing, because if he's all powerful and so on and so forth, why does he allow people to suffer? Why would he allow a young girl to be paralyzed for the rest of her life? Why would he allow this? Why would he allow that? And I think the first thing we have to say is, I don't know. I'm not going to pretend that I have some simple answer. But this much I do know, that he's with us in the suffering. If we let him be, he's with us in the suffering. And anyone who has suffered has to understand that the God of the Bible is a God who wants to be with you as you struggle. He wants to comfort you. He has suffered. Now, again, there's a mystery there. We're not going to pretend that we understand the whole thing, but that's so important. When we come back, I want to talk to you about exactly what happened when you dove off that raft, because there's a conundrum, a paradox. When we're talking about miracles, why does God do this and not this? Your story illustrates it more profoundly than any I have ever heard. So when we come back, we'll be back with Johnny Erickson Tada. We're going to hear more about her story. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, MetaxasTalk.com. Stay tuned.
He's behind a tragic world, but he won't mind. He's in love and he says love.
Robin.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, I want to talk to you about Relief Factor.
Yes.
Can I talk to you about Relief Factor?
Please.
You got a second? You got a second? Sit down.
Okay.
Because this is important. A lot of people live with pain, okay? They live with pain. I'm not talking about pain in the neck people. I'm talking about people who live with pain in their own bodies, right? I was one of those people.
Really?
You just think, well, this is normal. If I run, I'm going to have hip pain. I'm going to have a back pain. That's just the price. Okay. Relief Factor is something that has helped me. It is all natural. You're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to say it's botanicals. Whatever the heck it is. It's four ingredients that you can take all day long. They're not toxic, okay? And you go to relieffactor.com. You get the quick start pack for $19.95. You can see within 3 weeks for sure whether it'll work for you. It works for most people, okay? It did work for me. Dennis Prager raves about it. Hugh Hewitt raves about it. But it doesn't only work for radio hosts. It could work for you. Seriously, like, this is good stuff. ReliefFactor.com is the website. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Did I say it? ReliefFactor.com. Hey, folks. This is Eric Metaxas. And you know, I believe America was founded as a beacon of liberty for the world. As I write in my book, If You Can Keep It, if we are to keep this republic, we have to see it afresh and really understand what it is we're keeping. If you have a heart for this important idea, I want to extend a personal invitation for you to join me at the 2018 Remember America Speaker Series on Friday, April 6th at 6:30 p.m. in Lancaster, Pennsylvania at the Lancaster County Convention Center. This event is sponsored by Dayspring Christian Academy and reminds us of our unique heritage of liberty that was founded upon biblical principles and calls us to let our light so shine for others to see. Join me for an inspirational night that brings a powerful message of hope with inspiring media, choral performances, and me, Eric Metaxas, at the Remember America Speaker Series. Tickets and sponsorships are available at dayspringchristian.com or call 717-344-5584. Visit dayspringchristian.com. That's dayspringchristian.com.
I'm just so upset. I'm having so much trouble getting to sleep. Only to wake up in the middle of the night worrying all over again. I'm wearing down. There's no one I trust, no one I can open up to. But I've got to find someone I can talk to. I can't keep going on like this.
She found help, and so can you. We are Faithful Counseling, the world's largest platform for faith-based professional counseling. Our Christian counselors are all licensed, trained, and experienced, qualified and certified by the state board. But more importantly, we share your Christian values. Available 24/7 by text, messaging, phone, and video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. We'd like to invite you to try your first week free by going to faithfulcounseling.com and use the invite code word HELP. That's faithfulcounseling.com and use the invite code word HELP to get your first week free. Faithful Counseling, we're here when you need us.
Network with thousands of Christian media professionals, ministry representatives, pastors, and business leaders at Proclaim 18, the NRB International Christian Media Convention, February 27th through March 2nd in Nashville, Tennessee. Hear speakers including Kay Arthur, Rick Warren, Eric Metaxas, Luis Palau, Joel Rosenberg, Jim Caviezel, MyPillow founder Mike Lindell, and dozens more. Gain valuable insights by attending one or more of the convention's six industry session tracks, where industry leaders will speak on digital media, radio, TV, church media, film and entertainment, and international ministry. Experience NRB's massive exposition, featuring tools and services to expand and enhance your organization, church, or ministry. From media and fundraising experts to publishers and tech companies, the exposition has what you're looking for. Also on the expo floor will be an exhibit from Museum of the Bible, Proclaim 18, February 27th through March 2nd. For all the details, visit nrbconvention.org.
I feel like I get to sit in a room, look at the rain outside, listen to the Beatles, and weep quietly. It's so beautiful. Some Beatles songs are just so beautiful, and especially talking to you, Johnny, about your story. My goodness. I wanted to get to this.
The part you really brought tears to my eyes with that one.
It's
Here Comes the Sun.
Right?
Oh, shoot. Now I'm crying. How am I going to answer your question?
Yeah, you don't have to answer the question. I'll just talk forever. That's something I have never had a problem with. I honestly, I want to tell my version of what you told me, because I'll say it really quickly, because basically I remember when we were together in LA and you told me the story of what happened. You told me a part of your story that I'd never heard before. And I said, this is amazing. And what you told me was, correct me if I'm getting any of the details wrong, you said that the day before you had your fateful dive where you were paralyzed, the day before, for some crazy reason, you decided to go to the drugstore with your sister or whoever and get, you know, peroxide to dye your hair peroxide blonde. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. I was this mousy, kind of brownish, blondish, murky color. And on Friday afternoon, on a whim, this was just a whim, I decided to go to the store and, heck, I'm going to be a blonde. Right. And I picked up a bottle of Nice and Easy Midnight Summer Blonde, and I peroxided my hair. And, you know, when you're 17 years old, you think you look pretty cool with a tan, you know, with a tan and really white hair.
Right, right.
And little did I know that when I laid face down in the water, desperately hoping that my sister might see me, she would not have seen me, she told me later.
Well, wait. Now, before you even get to that part, hold on, because you said to me, this is in my book, so I'm trying to remember, but you said that so you dive, you're paralyzed. You are, of course, unable to get up because you're paralyzed. So you are moments from drowning. There's no question. You're going to die. There's no question. You're paralyzed at the bottom of the water. You're going to die. You said that your sister she dove ahead of you and she's walking out of the water. And as she's walking out of the water, suddenly a crab bites her toe.
Yeah, and she turns around in the water to scream to me to watch out for crabs.
Okay, now if the crab had not bitten her toe, she would have not turned around, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
She would have gone up to the blanket on the beach and put on her suntan lotion and laid back. And
while you drowned?
While I drowned.
Okay, but so she's walking out of the water. A crab bites her toe. Because that happens, she turns around to talk to you and to say, hey, be careful, there's crabs out.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I was some distance from her, maybe 20, 25 yards.
So quite a distance. And what happens?
Well, she would never have seen me. Never had it been my mousy, murky, blondish brown hair, because I would have just, it would have just, you know, blended with the murky water. But she turned around and saw this shock of white hair floating on the surface of the water. And she immediately recognized that that was me. And for maybe 1 or 2 seconds, when she called me and saw that I did not answer her, I did not come up off the water, surface of the water, she realized something was wrong. And in a panic, she quickly came rushing and swimming after me. And I was just about ready to drown. In fact, I was starting to ingest water when her hand reached underneath my chest and she pulled me up off the surface of the water. And I look back, Eric, and I think, on a whim, I peroxided my hair. And what are the chances of a crab biting somebody's toe at the right, just the right instant when that somebody has to be alerted?
So that's okay. So that's the miracle that I write about in my book. And so, you realize that if the crab had not bit her toe in that second, she would not have turned around. If your hair had not been dyed on a whim the night before, she wouldn't have seen you as easily. So you say, this is a miracle. She saves your life. So that's the miracle. But then the question that every person with a brain should have is, wait a second. That is a miracle. That is amazing. But why would a God who can do that miracle allow you to be paralyzed for the rest of your life? And that, I think, we should not shy away when we're talking to people about God and only talk about the good stuff. We have to say, yes, there's a mystery. We don't understand this. God is bigger than we are, and there is a mystery. And you and I, as two people, have not, how do I put this? We don't simply say, who knows what to make of it. I think God's a jerk. We don't somehow know that the God that even would allow that, he's capable of miracles. We don't know why he does what he does when he does it. But you are filled with gratitude. I am filled with gratitude. I know that the God of the universe is full of so much love that if we get a glimpse of it, we actually can't even bear it. We'll explode. And that to me, the honesty of your story, it just stops my heart.
Well, yes. And, you know, I know that lots of our listeners are probably going through brokenness and painful places. And I would just enjoin them to walk with me, in my case, wheel with me into that mystery. Just dive right into it. Don't expect answers, but receive every inward and outward trouble and every disappointment, every darkness, every desolation with both your hands. Because it is a blessed occasion of learning how to die to yourself and enter into a fuller fellowship with this God who is big enough to give you joy in the midst of the most gut-wrenching heartache.
He gives us himself. The answer to the miracle is not always what we want, but we get God, and somehow God is the answer to every prayer. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back with Johnny Erickson. Ta-da. Thanks for listening. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Love you forever and forever. Love you with all my heart. Love you whenever we're together. Love you when we're apart.
For young people who want to make the most of their summer, there's the Summer Academy at the King's College in New York City. At Summer Academy, inquisitive high schoolers learn how the great ideas of Western civilization apply to journalism, business, economics, and leadership, all from a biblical worldview. Plus, they'll enjoy world-famous landmarks and museums. One student called it the learning experience of a lifetime. To learn more, Google the King's College Summer Academy. That's the King's College Summer Academy.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Is the best of the Eric Metaxas Show.
My sweet Lord.
Oh, I'm going to start.
My Lord.
We've got a. I'm glad the show's almost over because I'm going to be bawling really soon. Johnny, in the few minutes that we have left, I want to say just one quick thing. It's that the one thing that I talk about in my miracles book, and your story illustrates it, is that at the end of everything, God is the answer, that God is saying it's not you're praying for this miracle, but I'm the miracle. draw me into your life. I'm going to be everything that you could ever dream of, even if you don't get what you think you want. And that's something that I would just, to use the verb you did, enjoin my listeners to even dare to think that that might be true. You're a living illustration of that. As I say, you've written so many books. I hope people will look up your books. What is your website, by the way?
Well, it's johnnyandfriends.org, JONIANDFRINDS, johnnyandfriends.org. And I've got to tell you quickly, Eric.
Yeah.
The minute, the moment, the second that you begin to experience some measure of peace, some measure of reconciliation with yourself, some lifting of the depression, find somebody else in a situation worse than you are and make a difference in their life. Mm-hmm. Look for the need and meet it. Run to meet it. That's what I do. After 48 years, oh my goodness, we've delivered hundreds of thousands of wheelchairs to needy, disabled people, giving the same message of hope and help. We run retreats for special needs families whose marriages are breaking apart because of the weight of disability. We will run 28 next year in the United States and 19 in developing nations. Find a way to meet others' needs. And oh my goodness, it will just push you further down the road to healing and happiness. You'll experience the gladness of God because it's always more blessed to give than to receive. Just find the other's need, just like my 17-year-old friend Steve did with me so many decades ago. Find the need and run to meet it.
Well, I was going to say, in case anybody doesn't know how to spell your name, I want to make it clear again. It's J-O-N-I, Johnny, J-O-N-I, and the website is johnnyandfriends.org. It's just been so terrific speaking with you, Johnny. We were going to talk about all kinds of other stuff, but I said we've got to tell your story. I know lots of folks listening to the show don't know you and don't know your story, so we can talk about right to die issues and all this kind of nasty political stuff in a future show. In a future show, yeah, because it's just more important to point to God and to tell our story sometimes. I think that's the foundation.
Absolutely. And right now I'm going to hang up and go dig out some of my favorite Beatle albums and play a couple of uplifting tunes like Here Comes the Sun.
I know. I mean, just listening to that song, I was just getting tears in my eyes.
Me too.
We've got a lot of Beatles and Beatlesque stuff in my bumper music. I always get praised for the bumper music. A lot of it is
70s
stuff.
Well, thanks for doing it for me. That was a blessing.
Oh, it's a joy. We
can
thank my engineer, Eric Hansen. Well, listen, God bless you. To be continued, wonderful sister in Christ. And we're going to end on this note. And give my love to your husband, Ken.
I will. Take care.
Bye-bye.
And I say it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say it's all right. Dear darling, the smile's returning to the faces.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.